The Play Action Podcast is fueled by Picasso's Pizza, where every night is pizza night.
Bills training camp started out a little boring, which is not necessarily a bad thing in the NFL, but it got interesting this past week with James Cook starting a hold-in. Lance, we saw Cook at practice Sunday in a sweatsuit, not participating, told us afterwards that it was just business. But we have not seen him outside of a brief appearance Monday, did not see him at all today. What do you make of this situation?
I don't think it's going to end anytime soon, Catherine. You don't play this card unless you're committed to it. He seems like he's dug in. He's going to be holding in until the Bills meet his ask. We'll see if the Bills stay dug in terms of what they're willing to pay him. It's not surprising that James Cook would do something to try to leverage the contract he feels that he deserves. The surprising part of this for me, Catherine, is the fact that he practiced, I think it was 8 practices, and then he sat out. That's not usually how we see these contract hold-ins play out across the league.
Yeah, the timing is what caught me a little off guard as well. Just like you mentioned, he came, he showed up, he was participating, said all the right things about, he acknowledged he showed up because he wants to get paid and didn't want to be fined. Certainly don't want to lose money when you're seeking more. But he also talked about how important it is to be with his teammates, how important training camp is. And this was all first or second day of camp, second day of camp, I believe. So to kind of pivot from that to a few days later deciding, you know what, I'm actually not going to be out there. I would love to talk to him again. I would assume his answer to everything would be business, as it was about 8 different times when I talked to him on Sunday. But it is, the timing is unusual.
For sure. And the interesting part of this, of course, Joe Brady, the Bills offensive coordinator, downplayed the impact it has in terms of them running their practices. They have Ray Davis, they have Ty Johnson, Frank George Jr., Darrington Evans. They have running backs they trust to run their system. The fact of the matter is, though, Catherine, during training camp, they start out with a big playbook, what I think Joe Brady referred to as the full menu, and they experiment throughout camp to whittle it down to what their offense is going to be during the season. It's tough to go through that process when you don't have your starting running back. Even though James Cook played 47 or 48% of the snaps last season, he's their number one guy, consecutive 1,000-yard rusher. He is a massive part of what they do. So to prepare for a season when you're already dealing with a bunch of injuries, it's not ideal to not have that guy on the field and practicing with your offense.
No, and the Bills, you know, starting with offensive coordinator Joe Brady, other players as well, they've said that they're treating this absence like an injury, but it's not, you know, it's different. He's not on the field for practices, you know, today, at least he was not at all. Monday, not really out there. But also, we don't know a timeline for his return. Khalil Shakir, you know, you hate to see it happen with his high ankle sprain, but you know there it's going to be, you know, 4 to 6 weeks. Other players, a shorter timeline for sure. But we don't know what this James Cook hold-in is going to look like. There's not like a clean diagnosis that gives us a little more information on when to expect him back. And so it's not exactly an injury. It's not an injury, but it's also not, you can't treat it exactly like one when there's so many unknowns.
Yeah. And I think Brandon Beane's handled this in a very interesting way. He's been very careful with what he said in interviews about not only the negotiation. Most general managers across pro sports don't like to negotiate through the media. They keep themselves a little guarded, but he has every reason to say, hey, listen, James Cook doesn't even play 50% of the snaps. We love him, we value him, but there is a limit to what we're willing to pay given his role in this offense. Brandon Beane hasn't played that card. He's continued to say that he loves James Cook, he wants to keep him, he's doing everything he can, and they're going to keep pushing this forward to try to get a deal done. They're going to have to do something. I don't know what that contract looks like, whether it's just giving him more guaranteed money, but there is a gap to bridge here, and I mean, we still have a month until the season starts, Catherine, but time is ticking.
It is. I think one positive is there doesn't seem to be a ripple effect on the rest of the team. They all still seem to have James Cook's back. You know, we've talked to players and they're all saying they understand this is the business. They know he's putting in some work behind the scenes to stay ready. So I think it's a positive there hasn't been any fracturing there. When these things can get a little messy, but so far it's been very contained to James Cook and his camp and Brandon Bean.
Catherine, we've seen about a dozen practices up to this point, a lot of those in pads, especially the last week and a half, but we finally get a preseason game. I know people don't really love preseason football. For whatever reason, I'm sick, I really enjoy it. Because, and a big part of that is all those guys who are fighting for roster spots, this is their opportunity to shine. Especially with all the injuries, I'm really curious to see how many starters or even important depth players are going to be used, you know, even for more than one drive in this game Saturday against the New York Giants. But, you know, among the whether it's a player fighting for a roster spot, a competition at a specific position, what are you most looking forward to seeing? I know that's, you know, it's a preseason game, I get it, but Saturday afternoon, it is going to be an interesting one, I think.
First of all, I'm so excited for you that you are excited for this, because I think that's lovely. Yes. Let's be excited. It's going to be fun. I am just watching that they are not getting more injured. You know, I want to see good, healthy competition, but I think the biggest thing the Bills can do on Saturday is come out unscathed. You know, they can't keep piling up these injuries. Running back Ray Davis today looked a little slow to get up after a play, and all of us on the sidelines were like, is this happening again? Like, what's going on? Luckily, he seemed good, continued the rest of the day. But I think that's the big thing for me Saturday is just, you know, make your plays, figure out what you still need to figure out in that sense, but don't get hurt.
The backup quarterback battle is the one that I think I'm a little interested in seeing. I would assume that Mitch Trubisky is going to be the one he looks like he's ahead of the depth chart right now. He's been more consistent, although Mike White has shown flashes, and it's not like they're going to save a lot of money if they end up cutting Mitch Trubisky. You heard Joe Brady on Wednesday morning, really, he praised Mitch Trubisky, the fit he has, how important he is to what they do, how nice it is to have him in that quarterback room with Josh Allen. So I would say he's definitely the leader in the clubhouse for that backup job. But really, when it comes to these preseason games, we're not going to see very much of Josh Allen, especially under the circumstances. So it's going to be the Mitch Trubisky, Mike White, Shane Buechele show, and see how they look throwing to guys like Steven Gosnell and, you know, Terrell Shavers, who's had a great camp when he's been on the field, Deion Kane, KJ Hamler, who became a hard knock star on Tuesday night. It's it's quite the accumulation of weapons they're going to have on offense to throw to as well.
It is, you know, I think it's notable that backup quarterback is still a competition at this point, just based off, you know, you look at the experience, the resume Mitch Trubisky has, but Mike White has been pushing, and, you know, for as much as this team and franchise, I think they recognize the importance of that experience that Trubisky brings. Joe Brady today was saying that it's still an open competition, and it's a competition basically everywhere on the roster except QB1. They are correct in, you know, going ahead and solidifying Josh Allen there. But Brandon Bean at the start of training camp was, you know, so high on Mitch Trubisky, who has had a few rocky days out here, but has also made some really big plays.
Yeah, for sure. You know, and then on the defensive side of the ball, we're going to talk about the rookies, so that'll be an opportunity to touch on, you know, talk about some of those guys. But with Maxwell Harrison hurt, Cole Bishop still been out, who are some of the players that could step up in that secondary who are going to get a lot of snaps? Dorian Strong is somebody who's going to probably play a lot. Jamarcus Ingram, you know, Jordan Hancock, the rookie who's been rotating between nickel and safety, is, you know, he's still learning the details that you need in this defense. And then at linebacker, probably going to see a lot of Joe Andreessen. He's had a great camp. And, you know, Baylen Specter, sadly, couldn't stay healthy. He got cut, well, waived/injured technically on Wednesday, which is going to lead to more snaps for Joe Andreessen. Shaq Thompson is still out. So they're really looking, you know, we're not going to see much of Terrell Bernard. We're certainly not going to see much of Matt Milano. Dorian Williams is still working his way back from that calf injury. So really, it's going to be Andreessen, Keyonte Jenkins, who had a great practice here on Wednesday. So some of the younger guys on that defense who, you know, maybe, you know, in Jenkins' case, he is a rookie, but Andreessen, he's getting more on his plate this year. So what does the Lancaster native really do with the more opportunity, the more responsibility? Because there's a lot that comes with playing linebacker in Sean McDermott's defense.
I think we also may end up seeing a little more Ray Davis in an unexpected role if Tyler Bass can't get back out there. You know, he still has been limited just in what he's been doing. He's been at practice, but not, you know, participating to the fullest extent with that pelvic area soreness. And backup kicker Ray Davis, he was 2 of 3 at the return of the blue and red, and, you know, bought cleats that morning. They were not even broken in completely, his soccer cleats for kicking, that is. So I think, you know, I thought maybe the Bills were going to bring in someone at kicker this week. They did not do that. So we might be seeing a little spicy special teams, have you?
Yeah, hopefully if they go for two, fans should boo. Bring on Ray Davis kicking extra points. Come on.
Let's have fun. Such an important part of training camp, in my eyes, is getting to see what these rookies are starting to do. You know, they're more in their playbook. They're getting to do a little more just kind of with the team and everything. And I think that's really fun to see how they start to build that chemistry, how they start to get more involved. And Lance, I'm wondering, who has stood out to you so far from the rookie class?
Well, I'll take a guy that you wrote about, and we might have mentioned on the podcast last week, I can't remember, but Jackson Haas, I mean, the tight end from Georgia Tech, he's somebody that didn't catch the ball very much in his college career, more of a blocker, but when he's gotten his opportunities, and, you know, I think he hurt his ankle on Monday, so he wasn't a full participant today, or he didn't do everything, but he's been really good. He's somebody that if they had an injury at tight end, you can just tell the coaches trust him and what he can do in the run game. You know, they like to run heavy personnel, so getting a tight end who you can rely on in short and intermediate routes and somebody who could be a reliable target for Josh Allen, he's a pretty intriguing guy. And again, when you're looking at these starters, Dalton Kincaid and Dawson Knox at tight end, like those two, we're not going to see much of them in the preseason, so we're going to see a big dosage, I think, of Jackson Haas, and he's going to be able to show what he can do, not only as a blocker, because they have a lot of confidence of what he can do in that area, but also as a receiver, because those, you know, tight ends in this offense are very important.
We heard a little from tight end Dawson Knox today, talking just about what he's seen out of Jackson Haas, and he was saying how like he stood out almost immediately of just what he's able to do. And like you mentioned, he was able to get added opportunity with other injuries at the position. But I think he's taken nice advantage of that. And it's been fun to see him kind of mix in a few other things to his style of play when he likes to block. This guy really likes to block. So it's, you know, they want to build him up as a pass catcher as well. But that's, you know, it's good to have a guy who likes doing the dirty work, certainly.
Of course, they're in, you know, one of the disappointing aspects of this camp so far, we haven't been able to see Caden Prather, the 7th round receiver they picked. So, you know, you look on the offensive side of the ball, they've got some undrafted guys like Steven Gosnell, Chase Lunt, the tackle, somebody that'll be interesting. But on the defensive side of the ball, Catherine, is there anybody that you're looking forward to seeing, not only, you know, Saturday, but just, you know, who's impressed you at this point at camp and who you're interested in seeing how they develop as we move forward here?
I want to see a little more Dorian Strong. You know, he had a nice play today. He's had a few big plays throughout camp, but I think just giving him a little more chance to get woven into this defense. Bobby Babbage was pretty candid saying that he's going to get more reps with all the injuries at corner. And so I think just seeing, you know, is it too big for him? Can he take advantage of it? What, you know, does he rise to that level of play? That's what we're kind of seeing right now. And you know, he's still learning, still growing, but I think he's been able to take some advantage there. And that's a, you know, a good sign for this defense when guys are starting to pick up things. He's
for sure. I mean, they needed depth at that position. You saw in the AFC championship game that once injuries set in, they didn't trust the guys they had to put on the field, Kyrie Elam being the most notable of that group. So to be able to develop depth, you know, Ingram's back for another year. He's had a good camp, you know, just by my measure, the way I've looked at things. Cam Lewis is having a great one. So that secondary, you know, it's tough to not have Cole Bishop healthy, but DeMar Hamlin's back, so you have some depth there. So that group's going to be tested for sure. And then up front for me, I mean, on defense, all the talk about the defensive line, TJ Sanders and Deion Walker, getting a better read on those two and where they're at. Two very different players and what they're going to bring as far as skill sets, but they're both, I mean, TJ Sanders, second round pick, and then Deion Walker is just a very big human being who can
gigantic.
Move. He's a gigantic person who can push people around, and he's looked really good out here as well. And there were concerns about the back. So far, he hasn't been limited at all in camp, which has to be a pretty good sign for the Bills.
I think that's so critical. You know, when we were first talking about it with Brandon Bean post draft, I was kind of like, okay, this feels a little gambly, but so far it's been paying off. So I want to give a quick props. Wanda Owens, he is just competitive. You know, I don't know what that's going to look like with that safety room, but I think once the pads went on, you kind of saw a different level of aggressiveness out of him. And that's, you know, someone fighting for a roster spot. That's what you want to see.
Yeah, for sure. And he's somebody who can help you on special teams. And, you know, Bobby Babich, when he spoke to us on Monday morning, he had mentioned that the rookies, you know, a lot of them are going through some growing pains, but also Derek Forrest, the veteran safety they brought in for depth. So it's not like there's opportunity there for somebody like Owens, even though he's undrafted, an undrafted rookie, to earn his way and earn a spot on this team, because it's not like, you know, some of the guys that were expected to be above him in the depth chart, it's not necessarily, the gap isn't as wide as you may have thought it was coming in.
100%. We have so much that we'll be watching for this weekend in the preseason game and then following back up next week. Make sure you're subscribing wherever you get your podcasts and listening on BuffaloNews.com, and we'll be back with y'all next week.
Treat your team to the most flavorful pizza on game day at Picasso's Pizza. 4 great Western New York locations: Williamsville, West Seneca, Lancaster, and Blaisdell. Picasso's. We are Buffalo's Pizza since 1980. Order online today at picassospizza.net.